Well, to discuss everything that's going on in Gaza in a little bit more detail, we're joined on set by Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss. He's a spokesperson for the Orthodox Jewish anti-Zionist organization, Neturei Karta. Thank you for joining us. First of all, I've got lots of questions. So if you could summarize for us your feelings on what's going on in Gaza at the moment.
Well, with the help of the Almighty, I pray to the Almighty to bestow upon me his truth, his wisdom, that I may be worthy of conveying his message and sanctifying his name and bring peace to the world, inshallah. It's not my feelings. It's the feelings of Jews around the world who are true to our religion, Judaism, a religion of 3,000 years. We hurt, we cry, we suffer, we pain with the people of Gaza beyond words what's happening to them. There's no way of expressing it in our frustration because it's to us to double Nakba. It is being done in the name of my religion of 3,000 years by a movement that's 100 odd years, a political nationalist movement of non-religious Jews, Zionists, who are trying to transform my religion to nationalism and use the religion of subservience to God to cover for their creating a state, occupying another people, and by silencing anybody who desists to speak up as being anti-Semitic. This is abhorrent. It's totally not true. My religion is to serve God. My religion is not to kill or steal, not to occupy. And we're not even allowed to have a state since the destruction of the temple 2,000 years ago. And Jews held by this belief for 2,000 years strictly. And we lived with the Muslim people in peace for the 2,000 years. We lived in every Muslim and Arab country in peace and harmony. There's something to do with the religious conflict there.
I guess, Rabbi Weiss, given that then, what are your feelings on those in power in the state of Israel, in particular the right-wing factions there? What do you think of them?
We consider these sinners criminals. They're using, again, maliciously, and some of them, because they've been conned into this belief, they're using the Jewish religion totally immorally, wrongly, because, again, Judaism is to keep the Torah, to serve God, as we did for hundreds of years. To occupy, to steal, to create a state is expressly forbidden according to my Torah. All the rabbis around the world for 130 years since Zionism started spoke up in every way, in every style that they had, and declared that Zionism is sinful, is a criminal, and is totally unacceptable according to my religion. I'm just the chief rabbi of Palestine in 1947, before they made the state, pleaded with the United Nations. His name was Rabbi Dushinsky. Now, when I say the chief rabbi, I mean nothing to do with the Zionists use the Star of David. They use the name Israel. They use all the trappings of my religion, and they made a rabbinate and chief rabbi. But we have a Jewish community with a rabbinate, Eid HaChared, this God-fearing community. And the chief rabbi in 1947 was Rabbi Dushinsky, blessed memory. And he pleaded with the United Nations, which is in their documents. He said, we furthermore wish to express our definite opposition to a Jewish state in any part of Palestine. And since then, we've been demonstrating the tens and hundreds of thousands and being brutally beaten by the Zionists.
Given that, Rabbi Weiss, the U.S. president isn't here today to say what he thought. But when he said, Joe Biden said, I'm a Zionist, what did you think of that? Well, how did that make you feel?
I've been living this bitter pill for my whole life. My father, of blessed memory, was a student, was a follower of one of the great rabbis in Europe who passed away before the Second World War, who fought tooth and nail this Zionist movement that started in Europe. And we know these are what the Zionists tell the world. Their narrative is that they're God's blessing to the world, the end of exile, what they call it, the beginning of
redemption. So he's misguided. The U.S. president is misguided. He's listening to the wrong people. 100%
either are the best. They're being misguided, and they mean well for the Jewish people. We're very thankful for the leaders of the world who want to help Jews. My grandparents were killed in Auschwitz. My father escaped the Nazis when they came to Hungary. But we appreciate people want to do us good. But on the contrary, the support and the furtherance of the state of Israel is only causing, as you see, 75 years and more of bloodshed of the Palestinians. That's the mass slaughter that's happening now. And the Jews, 75 years of death and suffering. We live together, Jews and Muslims and Christians, in together in Palestine and around the Muslim world in harmony. What changed? The only issue that changed is the introduction of this political Judaism, this Erzatz Judaism called Zionism. They have created this quagmire. They are the ones who are the patrons, the ones who are the cause of endless rivers of blood of both Jews and Muslims and hate that's developed around the world. They are the personification of anti-Semitism that they are claiming and accusing others of.
Okay, well, I mean, they're not all here to defend themselves. You mentioned Auschwitz there. Something you've said in the past is that you said that Zionists use, and I quote you here, the Holocaust issue to benefit to their own benefit. 100%. Is that what you think is happening here in this war, in the defense of this war?
It's one link in a chain that they're using constantly since the creation of the state. They use the fact, the guilt of the world that was silenced. That was silenced when my grandparents and others were being murdered, and people feel guilty and they want to support Jewish people. But what has happening is, so ironically, is that it's not only a good for the Jewish people, it is the greatest cancer for Jewish people, because first of all, as you see, we've been estranged from our Muslim neighbors around the world. All the Jewish communities that were living in Iraq, in Tunisia, in Egypt, they're all gone. They're all, and where did they go to? They disappeared because of Zionism. And the ones who are living in the Holy Land, first of all, they totally misconstrue what it means to be a Jew. A Jew means to serve God, to keep the Sabbath, keep the Ten Commandments, keep the kosher, all the laws, while Israel proudly announces they're a democracy. You're free of keeping the laws of the Torah. So you see the duplicity, the hypocrisy, and what it means. A Jewish is a religion. How could you throw away God's commandments and then claim that you're doing God's will? And what God's will is here when you're murdering in the tens of thousands of people here? We can't be silent on this. What's happening to the people of Gaza. And mind you, we really have to point out that with the Jews stood up, we're never militant. We never carry guns, our communities. We never carry knives. Boys and girls get arrested because we refuse to serve in the army. They get brutally beaten. This is already for 75 years. Children, old men, because simply we're standing out on the streets of Jerusalem and saying, this is unacceptable. The occupation is not Judaism. And they don't want to hear that. And they brutally, this is the army for the Israel.
If this would happen here in
Turkey or in the United States, they would be on the plane, Netanyahu, screaming anti-Semitism. Yet they do this with impunity. How come?
I can understand the strength of your feeling. I suppose to move to a slightly more practical question then, you presumably then don't believe in a two-state solution.
No.
So what is the answer to this conflict? What do you see as being the, you know, a good outcome from what's happening
now? Well, first of all, we have to be very clear. There is two distinct issues. For a doctor to prescribe a medicine, he has to diagnose the sickness. And if he falsely diagnoses a sickness, he can be sued for criminal negligence. The sickness here is not a difference of religion between Jews and Muslims. History attests. Anybody who's older than 75 will remember how we lived together in harmony. So it has nothing to do with the distinctly different religions that we practice together. We live together and practice a different religion. The issue is an introduction of a political movement that came from Europe on the heads and shoulders of the majority Muslims. The second community was Christians, and the third was Jewish, which was God-fearing community. And all three of them did not want this new type of Judaism that's going to rule, called Zionism.
So where do you see it going then? What should be the answer or the outcome of this conflict in Gaza?
In order to come to a solution, the world first has to realize that they're futilely trying to come to a solution, because they're trying to solve two religions that are fighting, which is not the question here. The issue is that the religions can get along together. Something came along. It's like you're putting a bandage on a hemorrhaging wound. They have to understand that Zionism is the problem. What is is the solution? I mean, now that you if you understand the sickness, anybody can come along and I think the most practical and logical thing is to remove this. Just like apartheid was removed, it wasn't a problem between blacks and whites. It was this concept that the blacks are second-class citizens, and that it's they have to be oppressed. The same thing here. If you remove this oppression of the Palestinians, you remove this selfish political game that they want to take over the land, then we can live together, Jews and Muslims, and we've had for his. Why? What's the problem of coexisting? It's just the implementing of a forceful occupation of a movement that's calling themselves Jewish. Remove that, we can have a fine Judaism that we had for thousands of years, practicing our religions properly and living together with the Muslims who love us. We live together, they protected us. And we, in fact, as Jews, we have to show gratitude, good to them. It was the Muslim countries that gave us a home. And we have to show gratitude to that. It's part of the Nakba, the vilification of people who did good to us.
Rabbi Yisrael David Weiss, thank you so much for joining me. It was really good to hear from you. Thank you. Thank you.